Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go scale of 1 to 10. We'll go around the room.
Okay.
Scale of 1 to 10. How bad is it that Washington's record is 2-4 through six games?
Scale of 1 to 10, how bad it is? I think many people that looked at this schedule before the season thought it would be probably right here.
Okay. So you got it.
Even when we thought the defense was good, we were going through it, we felt they would be losing to certain teams.
Yeah.
And we gave them chances. We gave them chances against the only game that I think we hadn't picked was we say this could be a toss up was the Saints.
It was just one or two plays in that game.
Huh. One or two that they want to admit.
Scale of 1 to 10, they're 2-4.
Yeah.
That is a 6.5 out of 10 bad?
5-6, yeah.
Okay. Scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it that they statistically have the worst ranked defense in the NFL?
That's a 10.
That's a 10, because that's supposed to be their hallmark. That's supposed to be the way. That's supposed to be the wagon to get them through the wilderness.
Yeah, that's
a 10. Is a staunch defense. All right, so we got a 10 out of 10 on how bad their defense is, a 6.5 out of 10 on the record. How bad is it that week one a rainwater pipe burst and spilled, at best, stinky water on a bunch of fans? How bad was that?
That's a 10.
Well, and there was video of it, too, which really doesn't help.
That's a 10.
Ask Kareem Hunt how much of an impact video can make.
That's a 10.
That's a 10. What about when the DEA rolled up on the facility raided
it? You can play it down like, oh, man, we judge us by where we going. I'm going to judge you by where you're at right now. And when a DEA rolls in on you, no matter what the fact is, the fact that the DEA rolled in, that's a 10. It's not good. It's not a good look.
There's a lot of – are you keeping track of these numbers, Cody? Are you writing this all down? There's a lot of numbers are starting to add up here, okay? There's a lot of 10 out of 10 on the bad scale. What about the colossal series of mishaps, blunders that surrounded the retirement of Sean Taylor's jersey?
You know what? I'm going to have to change the number from 10 to 15 because I think that was bigger than what anybody wants to let on. Because I think when you start looking at it, just the mere fact of the things that the way you got to it, and then once you got to it, the pitcher, the shortness, you know, it wasn't playing like we see most retirements playing. So, and then again, like I think Landfill said it the other day, if they planned the things that we saw, that's even worse. So I'm going 15.
Okay, 15 out of 10. You keep a track of this, Cody? We got to be up to like 170 by now. What about, how bad is it, all these emails that are leaking from former team president Bruce Allen that just completely illustrate the inappropriate and toxic workplace culture that existed within the Washington football team for two decades?
The thing about it, for me, the reason I don't know if I'm going to go 10 on this, because I think we knew a lot of stuff that was going on. It's just now we are seeing proof of certain things.
Sure.
A lot of things have always been discussed. 8.5.
Okay. So all of these things combine, really in the last month, last 6 weeks, last 20 years, last year. I mean, however you want to do the math, however you want to divide up the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
How bad is it now, Brian? We're not talking about the team hires a lawyer to do an investigation. Oh, wait, the NFL is going to take over. We're not talking about the team. We're not talking about the league. We're not talking about, you know, a bunch of lawyers here in D.C. that are representing clients that feel they were mistreated. We're not talking about any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Landfill, we're talking about the United States Congress. The big old building that's about five blocks away from us that has fences up and security guards and, you know, people get elected from all over the country to represent their districts.
Mm-hmm.
The United States Congress. Well, when you talk about the United States Congress, and listen, I'm no political reporter. There is the Senate and the House, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all aware of this. I don't think we're blowing any doors off here. In the House, there is something called the Congressional Oversight Committee.
Mm-hmm.
These folks go after problems all over the country. It's made up of 25, 30 members. They hold hearings on things like equal rights, veterans' records request.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get too far down the rabbit hole of partisan politics or any of that. But by and large, the Congressional Oversight Committee goes after things that are broken and tries to illuminate why they're broken and how you figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the newest order of business is over from the Congressional Oversight Committee?
Something to do with this football team and the NFL, how they handled a certain investigation?
The Congressional Oversight Committee is launching an investigation into the NFL's handling of the Washington football team's hostile workplace culture.
You know why? Because every time there's an issue where they feel they can get protected, they've run to Congress to try to get things situated. For years, the NFL was a nonprofit organization, okay? How that happened, I don't know. But then those rules changed, so I think they've left that. But still, they have a bunch of people that seem to allow them to do things that most businesses can't do. So at this point now, I think that there are people saying, you know what? We've always done good for you. You're always talking about the players are role models. You got to worry about how kids this, that, and the other. I think they probably tell them, you know what, you need to be some role models too. Because we're in a situation now where women's rights and you know, minorities' rights and all that stuff is at the helm. And if you're going to just go through an investigation and say, we're not letting nobody else see what we saw. You know, no. We want to get that. See what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it's basically holding them to the fire. I've said for years, the NFL always holds the players out there and accountable to keep things going how they're supposed to. I think everybody should be held to the same damn standard. Owners, coaches, GMs, all those people. Roger Goodell, all of them. And they haven't been. But the players are held to a standard. It's about time that you know what, you start bringing the rest of them in to the same little thing. If we're going to hold them, we need to hold you too. Because in this day and age, owners are known as much as players. They're always in front of a camera. Roger Goodell always running around town. He's a rock star. So you need to be held to the same standards you're holding your players to.
I checked it. Listen, I'm not a congressional reporter whatsoever. I checked in with a number of people about what exactly can the Congressional Oversight Committee do. Because my initial reaction whenever I hear politicians getting involved in stuff like this, they're just looking for headlines. It's just some grandstanding. They're just trying to grab some spotlight. I'm not so sure on this. This House Oversight Committee is no joke.
To be honest with you, the spotlight has already been put on this.
Oh, yeah.
So,
We're going to dive further into this. We have a former ambassador joining us to explain how the politics work on all this stuff. Here's the biggest question maybe for Washington football team fans that know it's been broken but are trying to move forward. What the hell does this mean for a D.C. stadium? We're going to dig into all of that when we return here on B. Mitch and Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.